25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 21st. And while some were talking about the temple, that it was adorned with beautiful stones and votive gifts, he said, "As for these things which you are looking at, the days will come in which there will not be left one stone upon another, which will not be torn down." Luke 21:5-6. Devotional. During his time in Jerusalem, Jesus walked with his disciples through the magnificent temple, at the time under construction at the order of King Herod. A temple first built by King Solomon and destroyed by the Babylonians, this majestic symbol of Jewish tradition shone brightly in Jerusalem. We can imagine how exquisitely the decor shone from the walls and ceilings to represent the splendor of this iconic structure. The temple, no doubt, served as a symbol to the Jewish people to represent the hardship they had endured over hundreds of years of captivity at the hands of foreign kings. But as Jesus walked through with his disciples, immediately after noticing a widow who gave everything she had to the treasury, only he could have known that, made this unnerving statement, "Not one stone left upon another." What? This beautiful building that represented security and safety from the Roman world would be destroyed? Again? Not a very comforting thought. Notice the context of the last two chapters. Jesus' teaching had focused on purifying one's heart and not being like the Pharisees who flaunted their riches, wore fine clothes, and asked for preferential treatment. Little did they realize all of that false security would crumble, literally and figuratively. If our security is grounded in where we live, the size of our bank account, or what we look like, Jesus assures us that none of these will last. Will you trust him when the outside image is no more? Will he still be good? Just as a loving father would, he gives us the truth so that we are not surprised when the temporary fades. Prayer. Lord, help me to see the things that I've been valuing above the very simple need for you. Remind me of your ever-present provision and security when I trust you. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.